happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. Saturday, what a day.
Right, it's time for Meet Me at the Diner. Hey, I'm Ann Eller right here with you today, and my very special guest is Graham Zimmerman. He is an affiliate relations representative from Learfield Sports, and wouldn't you know, Learfield just happens to be the representative for Clemson, and you know we carry Clemson right here on WCRS 1450 AM. So, Graham, how you doing today?
I'm doing great, Ann. How are you?
Very good, very good. Looks like you picked a beautiful day to be, actually a beautiful week to be down here in South Carolina.
You know, I'll be honest. I grew up in Chapel Hill, and any week in the Carolinas is a good week. It really
yes.
is.
Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, Graham, you just told us you grew up in Chapel Hill. Now, I found it very interesting. Before the interview, you were telling me about that your dad was actually in what, advertising in Chicago?
That's correct. My father, I was born in Chicago, and my father was in advertising. He worked for a company called Leo Burnett, and I have three siblings, and the youngest is a girl, and she was born, and we decided to move down to Chapel Hill to spend more time with family. We have our cousins and our grandparents there, and
But your mom and dad thought they'd spend more time with you kids, right? I mean, am I getting that right?
That's correct. That's correct. So we moved down to Chapel Hill, and they opened up a bakery.
Small family business.
Right. A Great Harvest Bread Company, franchise company. And we quickly realized that it was hard work and you know, waking up at 5 a.m. and kneading bread and coming back at 7 p.m. You know, they owned it for about 10 years, and then they sold it, and now my father works in real estate.
Mm-hmm. But I guess you learned a lot of valuable lessons growing up in a family/franchise business.
I learned a lot of lessons. That's correct. Yeah, I did. You know, obviously, with any job that you see your parents doing, you learn about hard work and the family business. They didn't give me too much to do because I was young and restless. But I did enjoy the fruits of their labors and to a certain extent. I'll tell you, I ate peanut butter and jelly sandwiches on the same type of bread for about 7 years of my life, and I don't think I'll ever eat that type of bread again. That's lesson number one.
Okay.
But in all honesty, no, owning family businesses is a lot of work. It's a lot of work, and I think it definitely had an impact on, you know, the way that I view my profession and the way that I, you know, go about doing things in life. So in hindsight, it was a good choice for them.
It's a good choice for them. Not necessarily a good choice for you, but a good choice for them.
It was a good choice for everyone.
It was a good choice for everyone. Okay, all right. Because I know a lot of kids don't like the fact when mom and dad buy a business and then there's called child labor.
There was none of that.
It was no child labor?
No child labor. The child labor came from them trying to pull us off bags of wheat or yeast when we were playing in the back of the bakery.
Okay. All right. So, but anyways, interesting to grow up that way and certainly gives you a unique perspective. So as you were growing up, Chapel Hill, great place to grow up. You know, not only Chapel Hill, Raleigh, there's all those great schools up there.
That's correct. An incredible place to grow up.
Research Triangle, yep.
Research Triangle Park. You know, there's a different. Each city has a different culture. It has its own identity, and you know, the most important thing was growing up around a college and growing up around college sports, and it was ingrained in me and you know, my siblings from the day we moved down there, and obviously. For a set of reasons, it's held an impression on me, and it seems like I can't get away from it.
Now, did you play sports in school?
I did. I played lacrosse in college, and I played lacrosse and soccer growing up. Yes, ma'am.
Always liked lacrosse. I never liked field hockey. I mean, I hated that sport, but lacrosse, I liked that one. You know, those getting in the shins and everything with the field hockey, I never liked that one. I went to a private school, and we had to play all those sports, so I remember lacrosse.
Well, good. It's you know, I don't mind explaining it to some people that don't, but I, you know, I appreciate anyone that does has spent some time around it, and it's a great sport, fastest sport on 2 feet, they say.
Absolutely. All right, so you grew up there. Now, what did you decide when you were going to college? With all those colleges right there, surely you picked one of those colleges right there.
I did not.
You
what? I would have been happy with any of them. I'm sure I would have had a great experience, but I chose to go to a school called College of Worcester in northern Ohio. It's a small liberal arts school, about 1,900, 2,000 kids.
You left the beautiful weather of North Carolina to go up there to northern Ohio.
Yeah, I'm young, and I'm willing to
foolish,
live.
Foolish, yes.
Yes, ma'am, and I'm willing to live anywhere. And it was a great experience. You know, I learned pretty quickly, and I was told this before I went to college, that if you go to a school with 20,000 kids, or if you go to school with 1,500 kids, you're still going to graduate with about 8 or 9 good friends. So in that regard, it was still a great experience. It was great academic school, and it was. Playing sports in college was really important to me, so I made the right choice.
Absolutely. So, what did you? Before you went to college, what did you want to be?
It depends on the day. I had no idea, to be honest with you. I had no idea, and I didn't even spend too much time thinking about it. I probably should have in some ways, but I think it's healthy to not know what you want to do. It keeps you motivated in some ways. I didn't necessarily know that I wanted to pursue, a job or a career in sports marketing until, about January of my senior year.
And so you got down to the last 5 months and you said, I got to make a choice on what I'm going to do here. Is that what you're telling us, Graham?
That's correct. But I'll tell you, I made moves a lot faster than some people I knew. So take it with a grain of salt.
Now, how long have you been working for Learfield?
One year.
Well, you were pretty fortunate to get a job, particularly in this economy and in a high-profile sports like sports.
I am incredibly grateful. I mean, it was a long process. But I was given a lot of opportunities by people at Learfield. I talked to about a half dozen people over the course of 6 months, and I would not be here by any means without help along the way. But I did get lucky. And eventually, this job came up, and I was given an opportunity to interview for it. A year later, here I am now.
Absolutely. In fact, we're going to be talking with Graham during the next hour. We're going to be talking about Clemson football. That's right. We're going to be talking about maybe a little basketball. Who knows? We're all going to be talking about Clemson. We're also going to be talking about the upcoming season. You know, it's not going to be that long. What is the first game? September 1st. Is that when it all starts? That's what it looks like to me as far as what I'm seeing here with Auburn in the Georgia Dome.
Yes, ma'am. Big game. Clemson came out of the gates last year and set the tone for the season by beating Auburn. Auburn was on a 17-game winning streak. They were defending national champions. And the side story is that Coach Dabo Swinney, he grew up in Alabama. He went to the University of Alabama. There was, blood in his veins for Auburn. And they pulled the victory out, and it set the tone for the season. And, Clemson came out and won back-to-back games against ranked opponents for the first time in 20 years. They won the ACC championship for the first time in 20 years, and they really left a lot of impressions on a lot of people, and we hope to continue it this season.
Well, the rivalry continues, and of course, USC, of course, is right down there, and there were some tumbles there. But, hey, we are going to hear a quick word from our sponsors. Don't you go away. We'll be right back. Hey, if you've got a question for Graham, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984.
The weekend comes, my cycle humps, ready to race to you. These days are on.
Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
We're right back here with Graham Zimmerman, right here with Learfield Sports. And, of course, Learfield Sports, big, big, big company that brings you the games for on the radio right here on WCRS. You know, Graham, you were telling me before we went on the air how Learfield Sports actually started. You want to just give us that story? It's pretty darn interesting.
I'd love to. I'd love to. A lot of people ask me, why do I work in Jefferson City, Missouri? And it's because our company's founder, Clyde Lear, went to Mizzou, and he graduated and wrote his master's thesis on the kind of philosophy and operational philosophy of this company, and started in Missouri, started as an ag company, I believe, in the 70s.
Well, they still have those ag reports, I do believe.
They do. They do, and news, South Carolina News Network.
Yep.
And a few years after that, they opened up to sports, and Mizzou was one of our, first properties and first schools that we worked with. And we started an office there, and we've been there ever since. Now, that's not our only office. We have a corporate headquarters down in Dallas, and then Learfield Sports works with over 50 universities and college athletic institutions. And so at each of those schools, we'll have a sales office there that's staffed with employees, and we call those properties.
Right. So you have over 50 schools.
Yes, ma'am, over 50 schools.
Now, as far as Clemson, you have I know we have a website that you can go to for Clemson updates through Learfield. I know even, I think, if I'm not mistaken, don't you even have a webcam on the website that they have going sometimes?
Oh, the website is great. It's ClemsonTigers.com, and it's basically your one-stop shop for all things Clemson sports. Any team that you're interested in, want to look up stats, want to look up a roster from 1984, or want to see their schedule for the season or game recaps, go to ClemsonTigers.com. And, yes, we do have a webcam, and you can also sign up to see highlights and watch videos of the football team, basketball team, and it's all things Clemson, and it's a great website.
Absolutely. So, when you want to hear Clemson, there's only one place to listen to it in this area, and that's WCRS 1450 AM. But why don't you wanted to give us some of the stats, some of the things that are going on with Clemson and whatnot? Why don't you tell us a little bit about them?
Yeah. Well, to start off, I'm so happy to be in Greenwood because of the amount of support that Clemson has, and I believe that there's over 1,600. Registered alumni in Greenwood, and they've raised over something like $160,000 or $180,000, 300-plus donors. And when you look at the registered alumni in relation to the population, it's actually double the amount of alumni that are in the state, which is huge. Greenwood is so important to us. It's so important to the university. And just like, our other 25 affiliates, it covers a significant amount of area, and we're glad to have you guys on the network. We are. Like I said, we have over 25 affiliates or so, and we cover the top 15 populated areas in the state. If you're ever interested or traveling through the state and you want to listen to a Clemson game, you can go to ClemsonTigers.com and look up the radio affiliates, and we'll have the list there.
That's right. So there's a lot of money raised here. You're absolutely right. In fact, Graham, when you get finished this afternoon, you need to go to Uptown Greenwood. I hope that Tiger is still there. But for the Flower Festival, Clemson Tigers, County Bank's Clemson Tiger is right there in Uptown Greenwood. I think it's about, maybe 25 feet long and about, 15 feet tall. It's huge. It's quite a symbol.
It is. I'm excited. The length depends on if it's going to pounce or not, and we're getting ready for football season, and I think we're ready to go. I think everyone's excited.
Well, now, speaking of football, then, what do you see for this year? We were ACC champions or the champions last year. Is that going to happen again this year?
There's no reason to think it won't. I think that
the pressure is on.
The pressure's always on. Pressure's always on. We lost a good deal of players on our offensive and defensive lines. Having said that, I think Clemson, and I'm not alone in saying this, is one of the most explosive offenses in the nation. Sammy Watkins is an incredible player. He's a human highlight. Taj Boyd, the quarterback, has set records, not only university records, but ACC records. He's first team All-ACC last year. The tools are there. The tools are there, and there will be adjustments from last year. I think the most important thing right now is the job that Dabo has done with this program. He grew up in Alabama, and he went to Bama, and he actually coached there after he graduated college until about 2000 or 2001. He got out of coaching for 2 years. He needed to take a step back and reassess what he wanted to do, and he said in an interview, it left a sour taste in his mouth. Dabo got the opportunity to come back to coaching, luckily at Clemson, and he said, if I do this again, I'm paraphrasing him, he said, if I do this again, I'm going to do it the right way. And, a lot of people say that. A lot of people say that they're going to build their team to be the model program in the country. A lot of people say that they want to, build a culture of family. But Dabo has not only said it, but he's really executing. He's really taught it to his players. He said, I want to create a culture of belief. Last year was evident. I mean, that was what they did last year was incredible. And you ask him, he'll say it was expected. But it's the job that the staff does. I was in Columbia earlier today, and I was meeting a friend there, and his son's a football player. I think he's about 16, 17 years old. Not a big guy. He won't go play in D1 anywhere, but he is a football player, and he went to the Clemson camp last summer. There was about 500 kids there. It's a week-long camp, and like I said, this kid's nothing special, but about 3 days into it, he got a tap on his shoulder, and it was Dabo. And he turned around and, eyes wide open, and Dabo said, Greg, I really want to thank you for coming out here. Now, a 16-year-old kid who's never met a head coach in his entire life, and the head coach, first thing he says is he addresses him by his first name. It left an impression on him. 2 days.
Is he going to Clemson now?
I don't think so. I don't think so. Two days later, the offensive coordinator came up and he said the same thing, and then he left for camp and he went home and throughout the next week, this kid Greg, he got handwritten letters from every single person on the football staff.
That says a lot.
And not only that, but they said, work on your speed off tackle, and then come back next year. So they put a lot of effort. 500 kids, and they put a lot of effort into building a foundation, of family, of belief, and it's reverberated throughout the whole program. It really has. Looking forward quickly, I mean, Clemson just picked up the number one recruit in the country for 2013. So they're doing something right. Now, specifically about this year and talking about football, like I said, there's no pun intended, but there are some holes in the offense and the defense with the departure of the offensive line. What the staff did is they went to Nevada this summer, and University of Nevada started and created an offense called the pistol offense. Now, if you know football, basically the pistol offense is considered a shotgun with the quarterback a little closer to the line, and then behind him is the halfback, Andre Ellington in this case. And what pistol does is it gives more space to create plays, more space to make decisions and make quicker decisions or way to make a decision at the same time. It opens up the field to the quarterback and essentially the playmakers. So when you think about the holes that we have this year that we're going to try and fight through, the first thing that you would want to do is
close them up,
and that's kind of what this offense does, and it's proven to work. It's Alabama, LSU, the big dogs in the country. This is what they run. This is what Cam Newton ran. So, we're looking forward to it. I'm excited. I'm always excited for Clemson, but I'm excited for this year. And we're the only ACC team that's playing two SEC teams. We have Virginia Tech at home. We're going down to Florida State, which the winner of the Florida State game past three seasons has gone on to compete in the ACC championship game. So it's It's going to be us or them. It's going to be us or them.
All right. Well, that sounds great. Hey, it is time for us to join South Carolina News in Progress. If you've got a question, give us a call, 229-7984. Do you agree or do you disagree with Graham here tonight? Give us a call.
This is Philip Biffle, your Greenwood Edward Jones Financial Advisor. Do you have a recovery plan for your investments? If not, there are several reasons we think you should. While interest rates are very low, certain income strategies and investments could help increase your investment income. Also, many investment portfolios are out of balance at a time when proper investment diversification may be most critical. You also may want to review your portfolio to consider replacing lower quality investments with higher quality investments that may be at attractive prices. No one can control what the market will do next. You can, however, take advantage of investment opportunities that exist today. At the same time, it is important to be well positioned for whatever the market does tomorrow. Please call me, Philip Biffle, or stop by my office today to develop your personalized recovery plan investment strategy. Please call me, Philip Biffle, at 229-0444, or stop by my office today to develop your personalized recovery plan investment strategy. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Back here, I'm Ann Eller right here at Sharp Fast's Gallery in my studio, and today my very special guest, Graham Zimmerman. He's Affiliate Relations Representative with Learfield Communications. Learfield Communications, that's who brings the Clemson Network right in here to WCRS. So we were just having a little conversation about the upcoming season. I know everybody has an opinion about what's going to be going on, and of course, early in the season, back in May, there was conversation that Clemson might be leaving the SEC, right?
Yeah, it's the rumors were floating after the ACC announced that it just signed a new TV deal with ESPN, and as I'm sure you know, the TV is what is driving college football right now, and some people believe that the money. That was brought in with this new deal was not as high as anticipated. Truth be told, it wasn't as high as the four other big conferences. Usually when something like this happens recently, rumors start to come out of teams leaving and going to another conference to get more money. And essentially, at the end of the day, those are business decisions that are needed to be made in order to run, essentially companies. But what happened was after this ACC deal was released, the board of trustees at Clemson met, and they sat down and they talked about it. They talked about moving to the Big 12. Now, a lot of people think that Clemson's first move would be the SEC. You know, it's regional. They play SEC teams. I don't anticipate that ever happening because the University of South Carolina is already here. So when you think about it from a business standpoint, the SEC is not gaining any market share by picking up Clemson. They're not entering into any new parts of the country in order to increase their TV deal. So Big 12 was on the table, and like I said, the board of trustees met both at Clemson and at Florida State, and luckily nothing came from it. I think they made the decision that we're going to stay put, and I think one of the members on the board said it best when he said, you know what we need to do is just start winning some football games as a conference, and you know what, we'll be fine. And I think that's that's the right way to go about doing it. Let's focus on ourselves and Clemson keep on doing what they're doing and win some football games.
Well, they did that last year.
They did. They had a good season.
They're looking for one this year. So, Graham, what do you think? As a sidebar here, what do you think Clemson's chances are this year for pulling off the big win?
I think they're going to do really well. I honestly do. Like I said, they're returning their marquee players. Top six rushers. Top seven out of the eight, top eight receivers. They're returning their quarterback that has just completely rewritten the record book at Clemson. They're going to do really well. Like I said, they have this philosophy and this foundation already there with Dabo that is put in place in order to work through problems like losing players. Every college football program goes through stuff like this, and they're dealing with it the right way. like I said, this schedule's tough. It's always going to be tough for any team like Clemson. They're playing Auburn, both Auburn and USC, and only team in the ACC to be playing two SEC opponents. But they have a chance to do really well. They do. I mean, the big games are going to be Virginia Tech, Florida State, South Carolina, and Auburn. They're bookending their season with SEC games, and I don't think there's any better way to do it. Set the tone from the beginning and finish strong.
All right. Now, speaking of Dabo Swinney here now, just for the record, Dabo, I mean, that's kind of a weird name. I mean, how would he have gotten a name like that? That can't be his real name.
No, it's not. I think his name is actually William Christopher Swinney, which is funny. He grew up in Alabama, and his brother, he had a 17-month-old brother when he was born that couldn't pronounce his name, so he pointed at him and said, that boy. And it turned into be Dabo, and it was a nickname that stuck with him through life. It works.
Well, it's an interesting name, that's for sure.
It is. It's unique. But, you know, Dabo's an interesting coach. He's a very personable guy and intense during the games and thoughtful outside of them. He was on the Jim Rome show last September, I believe, after they started 4-0. They were preparing for, I believe, Virginia Tech, either Virginia Tech or Clemson. Huge game. He came on the Jim Rome show in the middle of the week when most coaches will have their head in a book and won't even, eat dinner or eat any meal. And he came on the Jim Rome show and he left an impression, talked to him about 15 minutes about his childhood growing up, his philosophy towards, both his family and coaching a lot of people said that was one of the best interviews a college football head coach has ever given. He's got a good head on his shoulders, and he's got a creative name. But
well, one you don't forget, that is for sure.
It works out.
That's true. Now, of course, we are talking about Clemson here, but you carry more than Clemson on the network than particularly the section that you work with. What are some of the other teams that you are being responsible for here, Graham?
Like I said, Learfield Sports works with about a little over 50 universities.
But how many do you actually work with?
Our affiliate relations department has about four or five of us, and I work with 11 schools.
What's your favorite school?
Oh, it's Clemson. My favorite color is orange.
Yeah.
And my favorite animal.
You just happen to be seeing in the hot seat the orange seat here, yeah.
No, I love Clemson. I spent a lot of time learning about this program and learning about the university, and there's nothing not to like about it. There really isn't. They do things the right way. They have a great program, I love the Carolinas. I love even South Carolina. I love them both. So but like I said, I work with Clemson and University of North Carolina, NC State, Mississippi State.
Oh, God, we got the
others.
North Carolina ones here now. Are you sure you don't have a pendants towards one of those North Carolina teams since you're from there? Personally, when you're out there rooting, who are you rooting for?
Well,
just out of curiosity.
The first thing that I learned when I started working for Learfield was you need to find a balance between work and life and work and play. I may root for someone different than I would when I'm working. But at the end of the day, I'm still saying the same thing about these universities. They're all great programs, and it's a pleasure to be working with them, and it's a joy to be able to travel the state and see all of our affiliates, all 20, 25 or 27 of them, and do things like this.
So you're not going to tell us who your personal favorite is when you're off the clock and not doing anything that's related to work?
Well, I grew up in Chapel Hill, so
yeah,
my allegiance at the end of the day lies with the Tar Heels. But
it's okay.
I know it's okay. Trust me, it works. It works great. It works great. But I'm also a big fan of the ACC. I mean, I really am. I'll be rooting for Clemson to do well and almost any game that they're playing. So it all comes full circle. It does.
Absolutely, it does. Hey, we are here with Graham Zimmerman. He is with Learfield Sports, Learfield Communications. They are the ones that bring Clemson right in here to WCRS 1450 AM. And we are going to hear a word from our sponsors, and then we will be right back.
Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes.
Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of...
This year will be a simpler year. One fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love. A diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood, 229-6276.
Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. Saturday, what a day.
All right, we're back here, we're back here. Jeff was just bringing me some updates here, saying something about, what was it, Clemson had the odd makers had it 140-1?
140-1. But
what did you say there?
That's why you play the game.
No, I think you said that was a Carolina person saying
yeah.
that.
Yeah, that was a rooster.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, anyways, we are right here. One of the questions that has been coming in, Graham, do you know of any trouble spots on the schedules that are going to be a problem as far as making everything come together right?
Well, the schedule is spread out this year, which is good. I mean, we start with Auburn. It's going to be a tough game. And then we play Ball State and Furman, and then we're at Florida State. Anytime you play Florida State down in Tallahassee, it's going to be a difficult test. But at the same time, you know, they should have time to prepare. You know, with all due respect to Furman, I think Clemson should be able to not go into the Florida State game bruised by any means. Another potential area could be Virginia Tech, but you know, it's coming off a bye week. It's huge coming off a bye week to play Virginia Tech again, and they were the team that we met in the ACC championship game last year and squeezed one out. If I had to pick any area that you know might cause some issues, it's the last two games of the season. I don't think a lot of people realize how good NC State can be this year. They have an incredible quarterback. They have a great coach, and they've done a really, really good job recruiting. November 17th, you know, we have NC State at home. The week after that, we play South Carolina. The biggest issue would be composure and consistency. And if you remember, that's kind of what came up at the end of the season last year. In some ways, the team didn't play up to par. Lost the Orange Bowl, 70-33. Got whipped by West Virginia. Lost a few games towards the end of the season. So it's definitely finishing strong is going to be a focus point for the Tigers this year. Now, if they can get by NC State, then they have the Gamecocks, and who knows where they'll go. But it's a strong schedule. It's a tough schedule. But at the same time, I think that we got lucky with the bye week, and we got lucky with the games before Florida State. So we'll have to wait and see.
All right. And then we had, Bill Jacobs gave us a call, and any premier athlete has to have a nickname with the great receivers. Does Clemson's passers measure up?
Passers or receivers?
I think it says passers here.
Well,
it's
like I said. I mean, this year is gonna say a lot of things, not only about the program and not only about the team, but these players. You know, Sammy Watkins is an incredible player. He is an incredible player. He is going to do amazing things in the National Football League. He's a joy to watch. Like I said, he's a human highlight. But he needs to stay level-headed. Taj Boyd needs to stay level-headed.
That's hard to do.
It is.
With all the pressure around you. Yeah.
Oh, you know, I can't imagine it. And thank you for bringing that up. A lot of people don't realize the pressures that come with being an 18, 19, 20-year-old kid playing in front of 87,400 people.
One of my big questions is, how do you even tune that out when you're on the field? That would be, if I had the opportunity to talk to some of these guys, how do you not feel that awesomeness around you?
There's no way not to feel it, but, you know, the preparation comes and you learn to embrace it. You learn to embrace it. You know, everyone operates differently in sports and life and in their work. You know, I've known players that have you know, embraced playing away to prove something to themselves, and I've you know, known players that have done the complete opposite. It depends on the type of person that you are, and that's the job of the coaches. That's the job of the coaches to prepare them for these big games, and you know, kicking off the season in the Georgia Dome is an incredible experience for someone who was sitting in, you know, history class last year as a senior in high school. The transition's difficult, and you know, these players aren't going to be the first players that need to work through things, and they're not going to be the last. But that's why, you know, that's why they have the coaches there, and that's why they have the foundation that they're building at a program like Clemson. You know, it's an exciting time to be a fan, an alumni, you know, an affiliate. To be associated with the university is huge right now. You know, I don't know if you're aware, but two weeks ago we landed a cornerback out of Northern Georgia, 3-star recruit, not a huge kid, you know, 5'8", 180, but he was from a special high school, and he had a really special friend. We gave him a scholarship, and you know, he committed to Clemson. A day later, Robert Candice, his supposedly his best friend, defensive end, committed to Clemson. This kid, 6'4", 270 pounds, overall number one recruit in the country, not by his position, not by the region, but unanimous best player in the country, committed to Clemson. Everyone was in shock. I mean, the big guns, the Bamas, the Texases, the Ohio States, this came out of nowhere. And not only did it come out of nowhere, but
is that why they gave the scholarship to the other kid?
It could have been. It could have been, but you know, I don't see anything wrong with that. Dabo coaches family.
Mm-hmm.
He coaches family, and if you're an 18-year-old kid, you know, I can't imagine being able to go and play with my friends. You know, it must
be huge. Yeah.
It must be an exhilarating experience. But it started an avalanche. You know, we have potential to pick up, you know, 3-4-star receivers. We got a great 4-star offensive tackle. Someone was quoted as saying, it's a hot program right now, and the best player in the nation just committed there. You know, Clemson all of a sudden just came on everyone's radar. And the biggest thing about college football, from a coach's standpoint, is recruiting. That's why Nick Saban is so good at his job, because he's a relentless recruiter. Les Miles, I mean, they pick up the best players, and when you have the best players, you have the potential to have the best team, and Clemson just joined that conversation.
Oh, all right. Well, then, it's going to be exciting year for Clemson, and you're right. Then the fans are what make it so huge. I mean, you know, when Clemson goes on the road, you know what? It's not an empty stand on the other side there. It's
no.
Filled with orange everywhere.
No, the fans are what the reason that I do the job that I do. You know, fans of Clemson and any university in the country, it's a specific brand recognition. There's a specific passion that you can't grab. You can't necessarily define. You can't even. All you can do is hopefully work with it, and that's what we try and do. We try and take that passion that these fans have, and you know, connect businesses, connect the athletic department, be able to broadcast the games in places like Greenwood, South Carolina. I mean, it's a joy for me to be able to hear someone or learn from someone who is grateful that they can pick up the games because they can't see them on television. At the end of the day, it's because I know how important college sports are to me and how important they were to me growing up. And, you know, being able to provide that to a community is really an actually, you know, rewarding experience.
Absolutely. Now, one more time, what is the name of the website where you can get all the information from Learfield that's going on? Clemson
Tigers. ClemsonTigers.com. ClemsonTigers.com. Check it out. that's like I said, your one-stop shop. You know, you can read the preview for this season. They have a great outlook up. Recap last year. The schedule's up there, so you can go through down a list and see what record you think we're going to come out with. It's a great place to go if you're a Clemson fan. So check it out.
Absolutely, and of course Learfield Sports. And you know, I understand. I mean, I've been talking to him while we were off the air that we will have some giveaways for Clemson for Giveaway Friday. That's right, right, Graham?
That's right. That's right. Come this fall, you guys. I'll give you some trivia.
Okay.
I'll give you some trivia, and we'll see if. We'll see if these guys can call in again and get some free gear from us.
All right, so we'll be looking forward to it right here on WCRS. Well, you have the rest of the week here. Where are you headed after here?
Yeah, I flew in Monday to Charlotte, and I'm going to be here through Friday. And we try and trips like this, we try and see our affiliates.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Clemson, our company's philosophy is built on relationships, and it's important for us to get out and see these people. And so I'll be heading down to Augusta tonight, and then working my way back up the coast through Charleston and Georgetown and Sumter, and then flying home Friday night. Hopefully I won't get hit by the heat wave.
Heat wave, yeah. Friday is supposed to be a hot one. Hey, you know what? We are right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. While we've got a second, what is the temperature? I think it was 86 degrees out there earlier. You know, happy hour's coming up in just a moment, and I'll be back with happy hour. What are we looking for tonight? Well, they say a low of 63. However, tomorrow, 97 degrees. So it looks like you're going to get a little heat wave right here in South Carolina. Hey, Graham, thanks so much for coming out and spending an hour with us and getting us revved up for football.
Thank you, Ann. It's a pleasure.
Absolutely. You are listening to your favorite radio station right here in Greenwood. That's right, WCRS right here in Greenwood. News is up. We'll be back. Don't you go away.